Okay, we're on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. We left off on the top of the Amud, in which the Gemara, in order to be able again to create a Kamlei Midrabamine, in order to be able to create a simultaneity between in order to be able to create two chiyuvim, in other words, that the Tosefta has a ratio in which when one is stealing on Shabbos, one is chayev both for the money, for the kis, which is being stolen, and chayev skila, it means that we have over here 2 points of chiyuv. Don't we have a rule of akira tzarech hanocha? Shouldn't this all merge into one? The moment that we have the hagbah, isn't that also the mechira? So the Gemara brings in Ben Azai, that according to Ben Azai, mahalech ka'omei dame. And so in terms of Shabbos, that original Akira is neutralized the moment that he takes a step, and we have a new Akira, and then a new Akira, and then a new Akira, and the Akira which is meaningful in terms of Shabbos is the one immediately that precedes the crossing into Rishus HaRabim, while the Hagbah was all the way back in the house. The Hagbah was the original Hagbah that created the Chi of Mammon. So you have the Chi of Mammon in the Hagbah in the house. That Akira is neutralized and neutralized and neutralized until we get to the point of crossing into Rishus HaRabim. And at that point, our last Akira is what's Mechayev in terms of Shabbos. And so we have a Chi of Mammon and a Chi of Misa, both of them on the table. Tosus points out that Lachor, this Shita of Ben Azai, raises eyebrows, not just in terms of Zeno's paradox, in terms of to whether this is the way that we look at walking, but what do we do with Mavir Arba Amos B'Rishus HaRabim? We have a Halacha Moshe Misinai that Hotzah is not only from Rishus to Rishus, but it also requires carrying 4 Amos. How do we ever get to 4 Amos? According to Ben Azai, every step is a new world. How do we ever get to a chiyuv? This is a question that the Yerushalmi asks, and the Yerushalmi gives an answer. Kofetz, we can think of a hechatimtza where the person is doing a long jump, and that way he does the arba amos all in one fell swoop and gets it in. Tosus himself offered another answer, and that is that since we're dealing with Halacha Moshe Misinai, Halacha Moshe Misinai also solves this issue, that it's an exception. It's in other words, that even though according to Ben Azai, really we shouldn't have Ma'avir Arba Amos, but this is Halacha Moshe Misinai, even according to him, and as such, we can't ask questions on Halacha Moshe Misinai. I sent you to the Rashba, because the Rashba quotes the Ravid with a different approach. The Rashba quotes the Ravid as saying that the whole din of Ben Azai was only meant to be Birishus Hayachid, but when it comes to Rishus HaRabim, there, Ben Azai's halacha per se doesn't apply. Not that it should apply, but we have an exception. It was never meant to apply in Rishus HaRabim, and the Rashba quotes the Ravid with the words, Lo Adif Me Omed Lekatev. And we left it at the end of Shir last time. What over here does the Ravid mean? Why would Ben Azai, who is describing a physical phenomena of walking and defines the physical phenomena of walking as Omed, as Akira Hanacha, Akira Hanacha, why would that be limited to walking in a Rishus HaYachid as opposed to walking in a Rishus HaRabim? It's the same act of walking. How could you distinguish? Again, according to the Yerushalmi, we don't distinguish. Only time you're chayev in Rishus HaRabim is if you jump. According to Tosfos, also we don't distinguish, but we have this Halacha Moshe Misinai. No, Gzeres HaKosuv. That's, you know, you can't ask questions. But according to the Rashba and the Ravid, no, there's a logical distinction between walking in Rishus HaRabim and walking in Rishus HaYachid. What could that possibly be? So I think you have the tools to answer it, so I asked you to think about it. So what did you think about since Monday? Today is already, what's since Sunday? Today is already Wednesday. Yes, Rafi? What would be the halacha in a karmelis? Well, that we'll see from the way we understand the answer that you're going to give. Let's first see what the distinction is between the two extremes, between the Rishus HaYachid and the Rishus HaRabim, and then we'll worry about what comes in the middle. Yes.
And Reb Chaim's and possibly the Ravids. You also
walk. Excellent.
Rishus HaRabim is
a... Okay, fine. We saw if we want to distinguish between walking in Rishus HaYachid and walking in Rishus HaRabim. So the easiest way of viewing it is finding someone who already distinguished between these two realms. We pointed out that the Rishonim, Bal Hamor, the Ran, and Shabbos, they view walking in Rishus HaRabim as an extension of Rishus HaYachid. That Rishus HaYachid, you're going from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. Within Rishus HaRabim, you have your subjective Arba Amos, which is like your Rishus HaYachid, and then you're carrying out of that. But Reb Chaim posited that Yitachein, that there's another Shita as well. And perhaps this Shita will help us within to understand this particular Ravid. Namely, that what we pointed out, if we want to use Reb Chaim's model, that we have the world of Hotza'a Mirishus Lirishus, and we have the world of Ha'avara Dalad Amos Mirishus HaRabim, right? Both of these are chiyuvim on Shabbos. Both of these come under the overall rubric of Hotzah. We're dealing with the 39th Av Malacha. And Reb Chaim posited that conceptually these are two different worlds. When you're dealing with Hotzah, Mirishus, Lirishus, we're dealing with three points in time that are the Sha'as Chiyuv. The Sha'as Chiyuv, if you want to know what points in time do we look at the Akira, we look at the Hanacha, and we look at the point of Hotzah, a point in time when you cross the boundary. And we said that any time we want to build a Kol Midrabimine, if we're going to have a Chiyuv Mamon that coincides with the Akira, with the Hotzah, or with the Hanacha, then we'll say Kol Midrabimine. But if we're going to have a Chiyuv Mamon that falls between the chairs, there would be no Kol Midrabimine. Masha Ein Kein, in the world of Ha'avara, Pum Fakert. Over here, we're saying that the Sha'as Chiyuv is the Ha'avara. The four Amos, that is the Sha'as Chiyuv. We just have a Tanai, that there be a bookend of an Akira and a bookend of a Hanacha. That's the concept, according to kind of Akira Tzara Hanacha, namely that the Sha'as Chiyuv is what's between the Akira and Hanacha. The Akira is simply a Tanai. And the Hanacha is simply a Tanai. They're simply conditions. But the Sha'as Chiyuv is that which is in between. So as we pointed out, as long as we have a Chiyuv Mamon anywhere along this line, after Amma 1, Amma 2, Amma 3, Amma 4, that's coincidental, that coincides with the Chiyuv Misa. We have a different world of a Sha'as Chiyuv. Now let's ask ourselves, Ben Azai, what happens as this person is walking from the point of his original Akira until he gets to the Hanacha? He's walking. What is he doing, according to Ben Azai, by walking? Halachically, what is he doing?
He's making the entire path.
Step by step. This is Ben Azai.
Right. He's doing
when he takes one step, what has he done? He has neutralized this Akira and created a new Akira. Another step, a new Akira. Another step, a new Akira. Until he gets to this point. When he gets to this point, then the next step is already his Hotzah. Namely, that according to Ben Azai, Mahalech Ka'omeh means that this Akira is knocked off and it moves to here. Then this Akira is knocked off and we have a new one here. This Akira is knocked off. He keeps knocking off the original Sha'as Chiyuv and creating a new Sha'as Chiyuv, a new Sha'as Chiyuv, a new Sha'as Chiyuv. That's what he's doing according to Ben Azai. That's the concept of Mahalech Ka'omeh. So therefore, in our case of Gonech Kis, the Hagba'ah, the Kinyan, was over here. The Akira, which is going to be Machayev, was over here. This is going to be the Akira HaMachayevet. 1 point, 2 points, that are mamish, one next to the other, and Hanacha. These are the 3 points of Chiyuv. But the Kinyan came over here. But what when he's walking in Rishus HaRabim, what is he doing?
He's doing one Maisa, because the Akira and Nachar they're not integral to the actual...
Right, we don't care about the fact that this Akira may be theoretically neutralized. We just needed a Shas Akira to get the Chiyuv off the ground. What would the Amida here accomplish? What would it do? Let's say that a person walks over here and after an Amah he stops and then continues walking. What has he done? Did he knock off the Akira? What did he do?
Incomplete.
The Shas Chiyuv is a Retzef. We have over here a continuity. When a person stands, what does he do? He breaks the continuity. Right? I walked, I stopped. Okay? So now, when I begin to walk again, that my walking is not connected to what I did previously. Then when a person stops in this area, here, he's breaking the retzef. But, is there a type of stopping which doesn't break the retzef? Omed lekatef. Omed lekatef. If he's doing his norm, this is the way of his carrying. The way of his carrying is as he is carrying it, he has to readjust it fine. So according to Ben Azai, we view his walking as standing. What kind of standing? The omed lafush, omed lekatef. It's omed lekatef. This is his normal way of carrying. He carries by walking. So in Achinami, every step he's taking, he's standing. But we know that omed lekatef doesn't break the retzef. It doesn't break the continuity. So there's no reason why mahalach should break the continuity. Namely, that the problem of omed is a totally different problem in mirushus lirushus as it is within arba amos. In omed mirushus lirushus, what omed does is it neutralizes the previous akira and creates a new akira. Neutralizes and creates a new akira. It's irrelevant whether you're omed lafush or omed lekatef. You're constantly creating a new point of akira. Masha'en came when we're dealing arba amos birshus harabim. When you are omed lekatef, you're still considered to be walking. There's no break. Omed lafush, you're breaking the continuity. Omed lekatef, you're not breaking the continuity. And so when you're mahalach ka'omed, when you're walking, according to Ben Azai, that's the equivalent of omed lekatef. Namely, it's a form of amida which doesn't break the continuity because it's a normal way of carrying. Any amida which is part of the normal way of carrying doesn't break the continuity. Once we have the continuity, we have the chiyuv. So the din of Ben Azai that omed kemahalech, or sorry, the mahalech ka'omed, the din of Ben Azai, the mahalech ka'omed, is relevant to the world of hotzah mirushus lirushus. It's not relevant to the world of Arba Amos. Because in the world of Arba Amos, we have an Omed which doesn't bother us. Omed Lekatef, because it's a norm. Mahalef Ka'omed is also a norm. That's what the Raivid Lechora said. Lo Adif me Omed Lekatef. There's no reason why Mahalef should be worse than Omed Lekatef. In Mahalef, you never actually stop. It's just Zeno's paradox, it's ki'ilu you stopped. In omed lekatef, if you actually stop, but we say, who cares? We still have a continuity. Okay? So that, I think, is what the Raivid is pointing at, that the whole din of Ben Azai, mahalef ka'omed, only has relevance to the world of ma'avir merushus l'rushus, because here we need akira as, not as a condition. Akira is the shas achiyuv. The moment he stops, we have neutralized that original Shas Chiyuv. We have a new Shas Chiyuv, a new Shas Chiyuv, a new Shas Chiyuv. Right? Until the very last time. That's what the Gemara points out. So in that way, we separate the Chiyuv Mama from the Chiyuv Misa. But in the world of Arba Amos Birshus HaRabim, that's that, in other words, the whole impact of Amida would be to break the continuity. But over here, when you're walking, you're not breaking any continuity. Yes?
Is the dot of Hanacha staying in the same place for Hatzar Mirushus Lirushus, because when you step into the Rishus Harabin, that step doesn't count as a Hanacha, it only uprooting it for
two. No, in Achinami, what you're pointing out is that the Hanacha is also going to move to over here. Fine, okay. Once you step, that's, in our words, we've already finished the Malacha. The whole Malacha is going to be within the split second of the step across the boundary. That when he takes the step, that's the Akira. When he puts his foot down in Rishus HaRabim, that's the Hanacha. That's the entire Malacha. So in that respect, what we have done, we've taken the Shas Chiyuv that had been that over here, and that over here, and we've squished the three dots together. There, that's an impact. That there, we've changed the nature of Hotzah, according to Ben Asai. But within the world of Ha'avara, since over here, Amida per se is not a problem. The problem is that we need a continuity. If the Amida will break the continuity, that's a problem. Omid Lafush breaks the continuity. Omid L'Katef doesn't. So Mahalach Ka'omid, Kavachomer doesn't break the continuity. So the din of Ben Asai is not relevant when we have a different form of a Shas Chiyuv. Yes?
I just want to clarify. The Rashi doesn't have to be like the time. He's just saying, according to Ben Asai, this is how we understand where the Shas Chiyuv, I mean, we can just understand it without the time at all. It's just, it helps us think, visualize it, but really, it's, I mean, in Ben Asai, you can still say that there's an Akira, there's a Shas Chiyuv, there's a Nacha, and then also, you have to say the same thing every moment. So he's explaining it.
If we understand not like Reb Chaim, then what we're saying is that in Rishus HaRabim also, this Ha'avara is really not the Shaschiyah. In other words, what we're saying over here is that when you are walking in this area, then you are walking your own Rishus HaYachid. You're allowed to walk your own Rishus HaYachid. At this point, when you cross from your mini Rishus HaYachid into the Rishus HaRabim of everyone, this is the equivalent of Akira Hotzah Hanacha. In other words, that you would have this point of Akira, and you would have this point of Hotzah, and you would have over here a point of Hanacha. If you don't look like Reb Chaim, this is the picture that you have here as well. And then, L'chore, Mahalach Ka'omeh, should be relevant over here, that we're moving the Akira from here to here, to here, to here, to here, should be relevant. In other words, in order to be able to understand the Ravid, we have to say that we have over here a different form of Chiyuv in the world of Rishus carrying Rishus Ravid than we have in Rishus HaYachid. I think that would, yeah?
If someone would be walking Rishus Ravid and then put down the object altogether,
yes,
would that break, and then pick it up and continue walking, would that break the continuity.
Depends why he put it down. If he put it down because it was too heavy for him and he had to readjust, that's Omid L'Katev. If he put it down because he's tired, that's Omid L'Afush. That's exactly that's what the Gemara distinguishes. Okay, that's from last week, yes?
If one is Motzim Rishus Rishus Derach Makom Ptur, and Makom Ptur is Omid L'Katev, what's the din? Is he Chayav or Ptur?
That's an excellent question. That's, in other words, the Ravid points out that if you're going from Rishus to Rishus, Derech Makom Ptur, that's where we have Ben Azai's halacha, right? Because then you're using the top model. You're using the model of going of 3 points of Chiyuv, right? The Akira, the transfer, and the Hanacha. So whenever we're using the 3 points, then what Mahalach Ka'omeh does is it keeps moving the Shas Akira. It moves the Shas Akira. So it moves the Shas Akira into the Rishus, into the Makom Ptur.
Makom Ptur had an Akira.
Right.
And didn't we say the Ravid model is like Reb Chaim, but vice versa?
So it's a different Ravid. I don't know over here, which, again, I'm not saying this Ravid that's being quoted is the Ravid on the Rambam. Right. This could be his father-in-law, the Ravid, the Baal HaEshkol. In other words, there were a number of Ravids. Right. There were 3 Ravids that we know of. I don't know which one the Rashba over here is quoting. You're 100% correct. Previously, we saw a Meiri and a Ramban who quoted a Ravid that was the opposite of Reb Chaim. This Ravid goes like Reb Chaim. You're 100% correct. That it's, but I'm not sure it's the same Ravid. It's like Shmuel Aleph and Shmuel Beis, right? No, there's a famous joke about a tour guide, who pointed out the Kefir Shmuel Hanavi to his group one day. The next day, he pointed out the Kefir Shmuel Hanavi in a totally different place. Someone asked, didn't you say yesterday that it was there? Oh, that was Shmuel Aleph, and this is Shmuel Beis. So I don't know. So over here, we have Ravid Aleph, or we have Ravid Beis. It doesn't necessarily, it's not necessarily a stira between the two. Or it could be that the Ravid, where it's said, maybe according to Ben Asai, this is the way that he would view it. Maybe this to Machokos Rabbanan and Ben Asai, they would view it. Yes?
Could I just clarify? We're using the model to explain the model of Reb Chaim in the second case of Havar Adam versus Rabbin.
Yes.
To explain the Rashba and
the Ravid, yes. Yes.
That only in this case, the Mahalik we're talking about over here is there has to be an Arba Amo versus Rabbin, or it's Mimichayev.
Correct. In other words, that we have that Rishus HaRabim is a different form of Hotza'ah than going from Rishus to Rishus. It's not that you have your mini Rishus HaYachid and then you leave it. No, there's a separate Easter of carrying four Amos in Rishus HaRabim per se, as long as you have a continuity. If you carry two Amos, stop, and carry two Amos, that's Mutter. But if you carry four Amos straight, that's Aser. What is considered stopping? So we pointed out, Omed Lafush is stopping. Omed Lekate, if even though technically you're Omed, is not considered to be stopping because it's part of the carrying. Kavachomer, when you are walking, and it's just you're just stopping halachically, Mahalechka Omed, then that is not considered to be a hefsek. That's the normal way of carrying. Normal way of carrying is not considered to be a hefsek. Okay. The Gemara, again, we have over here a few more tosas before we can, that we saw the Gemara already. The Gemara pointed out that if we want to set up the Reisha like Ben Azai, then why move over in the Sefer to a case of Gorer? We should simply stick in the same framework and have a din of Zorek. Namely, every Braisa, every Tosefta is going to have a Reisha and a Sefer is going to be a contrast. We always want the contrast to be between apples and apples, not between apples and oranges. We want the contrast to be between two things that are close to one another so that we'll see exactly what the line of demarcation is. What the Gemara calls niflog v'nisne bididot. We should stick in the same context. So, Tosfos was bothered. We have over here a number of ways of carrying mirishus lirishus. We're going lotsot mirishus lirishus. We have a number of methods of carrying. One is carrying biyad, ba'avir. One is carrying in my hands. The second would be zorek. And the third would be gorer al penei hakarka. Okay? The Gemara says that why compare carrying in my hand to gorer? I should compare carrying in my hand to zorek. These are more similar than these. And we have A, B, and C. The Tosefta, the Reisha is A. The Seifa is C. The Gemara asks, just a minute. In other words, if we want to say that we want to insert into the Reisha Ben Azai, so why move from Ben Azai over to Gorer? Let's move from Ben Azai over to Zorek. Zorek is just the exact same thing as carrying in your hand, but rather than having the problem of stopping because you're walking, you're throwing it. So we solve the problem of Ben Azai, right? That there's you're not walking, you're throwing it. And so why don't we set up over here the Sefer as a case of Zorek as opposed to Gorer? That's what the Gemara asks. The assumption of the Gemara is that there's much more of a common denominator between A and B than between A and C. Tosa says, is that really the case? Is that really the case? No, you tell me. In other words, if you were to be asked, which of these are two more similar, or which of these two, I'm sorry, are more similar? I want to move this marker from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. One way of my doing it is lifting the marker and putting it down. Another way of my doing it is tossing it. A third way of doing it is dragging it. Which of these two have l'chora more of a similarity? Yes?
And from a non-halachic perspective, because we see both of them on the ground as opposed to one of them in the air, so it would seem to, at first glance, to compare the two that are on the ground.
I wouldn't say the two that are on the ground, but the two that are in the hand. Namely, when I'm carrying it, it's in my hand. When I'm dragging it, it's in my hand. When I throw it, it's not in my hand at all. So why would this be called bedida? So that's what Tosfos wants to explain. What's the common denominator? Mishum hachi chashiv zorek bedida tfeimi gorer. Mishum de bemotzi v'zorek. There's a unique common denominator. B'shnehem baba hagbaha. Hakinyan kodem shiyavo chiyuv hotza'ah. B'megarer hotza'ah v'hakinyan boim ke'echot. Namely, that the common denominator between carrying and throwing is that they both as opposed to Gorer, is they both begin with a Hagba'ah. And that is important because the Hagba'ah is relevant to the world of Kinyan, and we want to know, is the world of Kinyan simultaneous with the world of Hotzah? So we're starting off with something where we have the same point of departure. That A and B have the same point of departure as opposed to C. Gorer, there's no Hagba'ah to begin with. Just a technical issue over here. In other words, why did the Gemara assume that A and B are more similar than A and C? I, as Yitzhak pointed out, A and C have a common denominator of it's crossing in your hand, you're pulling it or carrying it. It's, you're in the picture the entire time. In Zorek, you put your koach into the picture, you put your energy in, but you're not there physically. So the answer is that we're dealing over here with an interface between Hotzah on Shabbos and Kinyanim. And here we have the same starting off point of a Kinyan. In both of them, we start off with a Kinyan, so that's a common denominator. Okay. Next, Tosfos. We're looking for, in the Gemara, a Kinyan. Looking for a Maisa Kinyan. In other words, in the case of Gorer, there's no Hagba'ah. What Maisa Kinyan is there? Kanira Meshicha. But Meshicha, we have a problem in terms of Rishus HaRabim. So the Gemara searches, gives a number of Hukimtot. Tosa says, well, why didn't the Gemara choose a very easy Kinyan? What Kinyan do we have the moment you move into Rishus HaRabim? Dalet Amos. We have this Kinyan called Dalet Amos. That if you see a Metziah, and it's within four tfachim of you, you know, then you say, it's mine, then it's yours. Dalet Amos Konas. So when you're dragging something from the Rishus of the owner, again, you want to steal it. You're dragging it from the Rishus of the owner into the Rishus HaRabim. The moment you hit the Rishus HaRabim, Dalet Amos. You have your Dalet Amos. Why do you need a Meshicha, a Hagbah, a Kinyan Agava, or whatever? Who cares about all of that? I have Dalet Amos. So what's Tosis's answer? As opposed to Hagbah and Meshicha, what level of Kinyan is the Kinyan of Dalet Amos? It's Drabana. We're dealing with a Kinyan Drabana. And a Drabana means we're dealing with a Takana. And we're dealing with a Takana, so then we have to ask, where were Rabbanan Mitakeh? And Tosis's assumption is?
Only
Litzorech. They were only Mitakeh. And again, this is a very, generally called a Tikkun Rabbanan, Kein Daraisa Tikkun. This is a very unusual Kinyan. Right, that simply something happens to be there. There's no real chatzer. There are no machitzos over here. You're not doing any act. You're simply within a proximity of an object. So this takana, the yerkona, because of proximity, was made in two areas: mitziah and get. Mitziah to prevent what issue?
Fighting,
right? To prevent fighting. Judaism doesn't believe in fighting. To prevent fighting, right? In other words, that it's clear that it's yours. You don't have to, create a like when someone fumbles in football, right? So one fellow falls on it, another fellow falls on him, another fellow falls on him, and everyone's pulling and pushing, etc. So the moment that you have proximity, there's no purpose in falling. It's yours immediately, and in get to prevent what? An issue of aguna. That we're certain that she is megureshet. Adait kenam das rabbanan called mekadesh. Adait drabbanan mekadesh. So over here we have this takana midrabbanan that will be considered to be the equivalent of a maisa nesina vigamarnu. Okay, but Chazal were not interested in making takanos, making life easier for a ganav. That they never made a takana to that this ganav we're going to say that he can be koneh the machshava without any action stamir shus harabim, because we have a takana by get and mitziya, we're not going to expand it to the world of ganav. Okay, so the Gemara was bothered then. Okay, so how do we have a kinyan? Chilul Shabbos we have when you move over when you go from shus harabim to shus yachin, we have chilul Shabbos. Where do we have a kinyan? So the Gemara has three options. What are the three options? Option number one, Sidei Rishus HaRabim. We have a machlokis, is it Rishus HaYochid or Rishus HaRabim in terms of Shabbos? So the Gemara says, in terms of Shabbos, we're going to view Sidei Rishus HaRabim as what? As Rishus HaRabim. So we're going to have a Chiyuv Skila. We have a Chiyuv Misa. And in terms of Kinyanim, we're going to view it as a Simta. Right? In other words, for the purposes of Kinyan Meshicha, you don't need a Rishus HaYachid, just that Rishus HaRabim is not enough. It doesn't relate to you in any way that you can be kohen. But the moment that we take away the lo shlichei rabbim, we take away some of the rabbim, then we have the simta meshicha can work. Okay, so we have over here this bein hashmashos. This area that can be viewed from two different perspectives. In terms of Shabbos, we'll view it as a Rishus HaRabin. In terms of Kinyan, we'll view it as a Simta. And so we have the simultaneity. That's the first Ukimta. What's the second Ukimta? Rav Ashi. That's a difficult Ukimta. What does Rav Ashi say? Rav Ashi Amar, in the middle of the Amud, Kigon Shetziref Yodo Lamata Migimel, Vikiblo Kidarava Damarava Yodo Shalam Khashuvalo Kidalad al Dalad. Let's look at Rashi. Ravashi Yama Megara Vyotzi de Kamar Potro Yogan Birshusarabim. Not Sidi Rishusarabim, but Rishusarabim. I so Kashilach Isur Geneva Lekka. We have a Chiyuv of Shabbos, but we don't have a Chiyuv Mammon. There's no Meshicha that is valid in Rishusarabim. So what do we answer? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I left out the Tosas Ela de Mitzi. Should we do it now? We could hold off. We'll see it a little later. Okay? I mean, just remind me that before we leave today, we should see the Tosas Ela de Mitzi. I forgot it. Okay, so the Gemara says, "Kagon." So Rashi writes, "Kagon shetziref yado hashniya lefachot migimol samach lekarka ubiyado achas girura v'nafra letoch chaverta v'yado kanyale." What's going on over here? The case you understand, right? You're dragging this kiss. You're dragging the woman's pocketbook. And you get to the edge of the Rishus Hayachid. And there is a bit of a ledge. And so what do? With one hand, you push the pocketbook. And the other hand, you have within three tfachim of the karka. And then you push the pocketbook from with your left hand into your right hand. And lo and behold, what do we have at that moment? We have a simultaneity of a Chiyuv of Skila on Shabbos, you were just over an Iser of Hotza'a, and we have what? A Kinyan. So let's take it step by step. Why do you have over here a Chiyuv of Shabbos? Why do we have over here a Chiyuv of Shabbos, and why do we have over here a Kinyan? What is Rashi telling us over here? Yes, Avram?
For Shabbos, we have a din of Yodo is like Arba Larba. So it's like you're on a Shus, so you're going from Shus.
Slowly, okay. Again, what's the issue over here? What's the issue over here? In terms of Shabbos, we need an akira. We need a havara to go from Rishus to Rishus. We need a hanocha. So the akira, that's the grera. We dealt with already. That according to many Rishonim, right, that pulling something is considered to be an akira as long as you're pulling the entire object, you're not pulling it piece by piece. So we have an akira. You've crossed the Rubicon, so we have the hotzah. We need a hanacha. When it lands on the ground, that's a hanacha. When it lands in your hand, should that be a hanacha? Should that be a hanacha? What's the issue? So just to those who learn Shabbos, there is a condition. Akira and Hanacha require mekomot. It has to be on a makom. Arba tfachim by arba tfachim is considered to be a minimal makom. You have to be oker from a makom, and you have to be miniach on a makom. Is a person's hand arba tfachim by arba tfachim? Certainly not. It's much less than that. In other words, his fist is a little more than a tefach. So his hand is not going to be arba al arba. But we have a statement of Rava that yodo shel adam ka arba al arba. That's, in other words, that we have over here a subjective makom. That this is considered to be a makom. Makom is basically dinin chashivus. Chashivus can have two standards. You can have a quantitative standard and a qualitative standard. Quantitatively, arba tfachim by arba tfachim in the middle of a field, that's a makom. In terms of a hand, that's a very, very, it may be smaller than arba larba, but it's very efficient as giving an individual a sense of possession. That already would also be considered to be a makom. Okay? So we have a chiyuv of Shabbos. What about a kinyan? Do we have over here a kinyan? Do we have a kinyan? What kinyan? Mishicha doesn't work into a Rishus HaRabim. Kinyan Yad. Rashi holds of Kinyan Yad. Rashi, we pointed out, in Lamed Aleph, and Allah says, there's no such thing as a Kinyan Yad. That's a din in get. Right? But Nasan B'yada is a din in get. In get, there's no need for a Kinyan. In get, that's a halacha of Nesina. Here we're dealing with the world of Gneva. We want a Kinyan. We need a Kinyan. According to Rashi, what Kinyan classically do we have? Hagbah. Hagbah has what condition? You have to lift it three tefachim. Here you're talking, it's not, you're not lifting a three tefachim, your hand is with three tefachim of the ground. Rashi and Amud Aleph, that was a case of gochin va'achil. You weren't kona in that case. That's not a hagbah. So how over here do we have a kinyan? What's going on? Yes? Lavud is going to make it on the ground. So that's meaningful in the world of Shabbos. Shabbos, we want it to be on the ground. But over here, how will it help you that it's on the ground? You want to be kona it. The fact that it's on the ground of Rishus HaRabim, there's no kinyan arba amos. You need a kinyan. You need a maisa kinyan. So Mashiach doesn't work. In other words, we don't have over here hagba'ah. Yad, according to Rashi, is meaningless. What kinyan do we have? Yes?
Rashi seems to say that because it's considered a makom in regards to Shabbos, it's also considered a makom.
So this over here is the chiddush of Rashi. That's why Rashi says we need the kidurava. Namely, you can't just read the first Rashi at the second Rashi. The first Rashi says v'yado kanyule. Why? Self-called self. There's no such thing as a kinyan yad. Kidurava. That since, according to Rava, the hand is considered linyan hanocha Shabbos kamakom dalet al dalet. Ki hechi linyan Shabbos chashiv makom, linyan mikni nami chashiv makom lemikni ki ilu higbiha lamala mi shlosha. There we have, fascinatingly, a kinyan Shabbos. Namely, that there is a different way of being kona an object on Saturday than there is in being kona on Sunday through Friday. If you want to be kona Sunday through Friday, you have to do a hagba'ah of three tvachim. However, on Shabbos, we have the right to view a yad ki'ilu higbiyah. Ki'ilu higbiyah. How does that work? The yad is ki'ilu higbiyah. You didn't actually pick it up. Since the yad is good in terms of the world of Shabbos, so also it is going to be good in terms of the world of Kinyan. Has anyone learned the Gemara that we find a similar principle of Migo? Since something works in realm X, it's going to work in realm Y? Excellent. Right. Very, very good. That the Gemara says that in the world of Shabbos, we have various kulos in terms of the world of Rishus. So we say, since this in terms of Shabbos would be a Rishus, it would also be a Rishus in terms, since this would be a Mechitza in the world of Shabbos, it will be a Mechitza in the world of Sukkah. Namely, that we have the right to, the Gemara says that we can occasionally borrow from one to the other as long as we're dealing within that realm. Namely, we're not going to say that Yado is going to be Kona for him on Sunday because yesterday it was Kona for him. We're saying that since currently this Yad is replacing the Arba al Arba in terms of Shabbos, this Yad will also replace the Gimel Tfachim in terms of Hagba'ah. That the Yad, the Echut, the quality of the Yad, can replace quantitative Shiurim. So the same way that it replaces a quantitative shiur of dalet al dalet, it can replace a quantitative shiur of gimel tvachim. That's the way Rashi understands over here. Tosfos goes ballistic over all of this, but that's the way Rashi understands. Yes?
But doesn't Rashi run into the issue of if it's at the ledge and you're pushing onto your ledge, you're not moving it from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, and you're moving it from Rosh Hashanah into another Rosh Hashanah.
Had Rashi said we were talking about a ledge that was three tefachim above the ground, and you're keeping your hand above the three tefachim, then we move into what we discussed last time. Do you have to actually do an action? Is it enough that your hand is three tefachim above the ground? Is that be considered to be a hagbah? That we talk about. That's machlokas, taz and the chalkos yoav, machlokas, tosus harash and the rashmi shantz, v'chule. But Rashi says black and white that the yad is pachos migimo samach lekarka, that your hand is within the three tefachim. This is exactly the case of Rashi early. Iboi gochin lamata migimel tefachim v'achil b'atzar migimel lav hagbahi. We're exactly the case we're on Amud Aleph. And on Amud Aleph we said this is not a hagbah. And over here it works as a kinyan. How can it work as a kinyan if it's not a hagbah? Rashi is giving a case where your hand is within three tefachim of the ground. When it's within three tefachim of the ground, we explained last time, that's not a hagbah. It's as though your hand is on the ground. But Rashi is telling us, kidu Rava. Since Rava says that we can replace the quantitative shear of 4x4 with your hand, you can also replace the quantitative shear of three tefachim above the ground with your hand. Your hand is a makom chashuv. The makom chashuv is the equivalent of, if you want to ask, according to Rashi, do you have to do an action for Hagba'ah? Or is it enough that your hand is above three tefachim? So, this Rashi would seem to imply there's no need for a Maisa Hagba'ah. It's enough, in other words, a Rashi would be like the Tosus Shantz, not like the Tosus Harush, that you have to do an action. The bottom line is it's not three tefachim off the ground. So Rashi says it's Ki'ilu. That's exactly what Rashi has, the Kaf Hadimyon over here. That chashiv makom lemikne ki'ilu higbia lema'ala mishlosha. Ki'ilu higbia lema'ala mishlosha. Okay, so we have over here, according to Rashi, he sort of paints himself into a corner. In other words, that there he understands that there's no hagba'ah, and yet we have over here a kinyan. So he says, that's what the Gemara is telling us, kinderav, so that's what the Gemara brings in Rava. Tosa says, Pirush HaKuntras, the koya may deparach le'el, Yisur Geneva leka v'hashta mishani, ikonami Yisur Geneva kidarava, kasha l'ri. Chada ma'inyan chashivas makom dal, l'dinyan Shabbos l'kinyan. What kind of equation is Rashi making over here? In Shabbos, there's a din of makom chashuv. Is a din of hagba'ah, three tfachim, a din of makom chashuv? No, it's a din of bringing it into your rishus. What does that have to do with makom chashuv? Va'od ein tzarech l'shum raya lahavi dekanya layada. You have to show how yad is a kinyan. Pshita denasan v'yadam rachmana kibirashis. I just said to you in Lamed Aleph and Lamed Aleph, we have a pasuk. We don't need Rava to tell us that yad is kona. Yad is kona on Sunday through Friday as well. Yad has nothing to do with Shabbos. Yad is a kinyan. A get requires a kinyan, and the Torah says v'nasan v'yada. Yad is a kinyan. You don't need a hagba'ah. Va'od amaylo muki afil kishitzirif yado lemala migimo. And then he has Rafi's question. Why set it up in such a strange case? Why not set it up as a simple case where your hand is above gimo? Haskupa gavoa migimo deleka hagba birshus hayochid havi mais midarava akinyan v'ashabos. Namely, why did the Gemara, according to Rashi, create a monster and put your hand within three tefachim of the ground? Even if you want to say that we need a hagbah of three tefachim, we could have set up such a case very easily. In other words, so what in the world is going on over here with the fact that the Gemara brings in Rava? The Gemara could have simply said, tzireif yado, you knock it into your hand. According to Tosfos, that's a kinyan yad. You have a kinyan yad and you have chilul Shabbos simultaneously, gemarnu. So Tosfos answers that there is a problem over here in the text. And he brings two emendations of the text. Again, not that Tosfos changed the text. He found two different girsa'ot. One of them was found by the Rivam, and one of them was found by Rabbeinu Tam. Nira kegirasas ha-sefer shematza ha-Rivam, that has the words inami kidurava. Namely, that you have over here two options in what? Not in Kinyan. Kinyan comes about how, according to Tosos?
Yad.
Kinyan is Yad. But how do we have Chilul Shabbos? So one option is that Kula Melsa Shabbos Kot, Yitzirif Yod Olamata Migimo, Af Al Gav Delo Chashiv Al Inyan Shabbos Hanoch Al Gabi Mokom Dalet, Ika Hocha Chiyuv Shabbos, Yitzirif Yod Olamata Migimo, Mata Migimo Go Beinan Mokom Dalet, De Kalavu Dome, Ukemunachas Ara Dome. Inami Afilu Yitzirif Yod Olamala Migimo Ukerava. Namely, that in order to get a Chilul Shabbos, we need a Mokom. So if your hand is below three tefachim, what is your makom? Karka. It's lovewood. If your hand is above three tefachim, what is your makom? Your hand. Rava. A hand is like arba al arba. Namely, that's what the Gemara is telling us. The Gemara is telling us, vaday we have over here a kinyan yad. How do we have simultaneously chilul Shabbos? We need a hanocha b'makom. So if your hand is above three, then we have rava. If your hand is below three, then we have the karka. Okay, that's the first girsa. Second girsa is Rabbi Notam, Logoris Dama Rava Yeloshadam Ela Kidurava. Rabbi Notam had the girsa simply Kidurava, one word. Which Rava? Not the Rava of Araba al Araba, but rather a totally different Rava. That Rava has a halacha that Eged Yado Lav Shmei Eged. That what is the halacha if a person is standing in Rishus Hayochid and puts his hand into Rishus Harabim and someone puts an object into his hand? Where is that hand? Is that hand considered to be in Rishus Harabim because that's where its locus is, or is that hand considered to be Rishus Hayochid because that hand is part of a body and the main body is standing in Rishus Hayochid? So Rava is the one who says that we view a hand in terms of where it is, not in terms of where the body is, as long as the hand is within three tefachim of the ground. A hand within three tefachim of the ground of Rishus Harabim is considered to be Rishus Harabim, even though the body is in Rishus Hayochid. So over here, the Ganav is standing still in the Rishus of the Bailin. He's knocking the object into his hand, which is in Rishus. The God is still standing in the Rishus Hayochid of the Bailin. He's knocking the pocketbook into his hand, which is in Rishus Harabim. Has he done a Chilul Shabbos? Has he moved it from Rishus Hayochid to Rishus Harabim? The answer is, according to Rava, yes. Because Eged Yav, Lav Shmei Eged. That's over here. These are two girsos. But Rashi's combination of the Mokom Arba Larba of Rava with the world of Kinyan, according to Tosos, that's Hazui. That's never never land. That in other words, what are you talking about? Kinyan Yad works per se. It's not going to be affected one iota by the din of Rava. The din of Rava is a world of Shabbos, of Makom Choshev. It has nothing to do with the world of Kinyanim. Rashi, who doesn't hold of Kinyan Yad and had the gear so we have in our Gemara, says our Gemara is telling us we can have a world of Migo. Just like in Masechta Shabbos, you say Migo, that this is a Mechitz in terms of Shabbos, it will be considered to be a wall in terms of Sukkah. So also, Migo, that this is considered to be a Makom Choshuv in terms of Shabbos, it will be a Makom Choshuv Ki'ilu Higbi'a L'mal L'Bigimel in terms of Kinyanim. Okay, that's what we have over here.
You're saying that only applies on Shabbos?
Only on Shabbos, yeah. Only on Shabbos. Because if it's not Shabbos, we already had Andaf Lamed Aleph Amed Aleph.
In his hand
it was. He gachin lamata migimol tvachim va'achil batzer migimol lav hagbahi. We said even if it's in his hand and puts it in his mouth, it doesn't make a difference because his, in other words, Tosas takes it out of his hand. So it says the moment it's in his hand, so it's a kinyan yad. Tosas has to set up an ukimta where we have the food on a makel, etc. But according to Rashi, there's no hagbah. But Rashi is telling us that Lagabi Shabbos, we have such a possibility. Okay. Tov. Okay, there's also Haras and Tosus Yishanim, but you know they're dealing more in Yanim of Hefker, which is now we're not talking about over here, and Askupa, we're not talking about over here in terms of a Carmelis. Well, let's leave it currently as is. There's one more Deya in the Gemara, that of Ravina. What does Ravina say? Mashicha works. We're talking about Mashicha, and we're talking about Rosh Hasharabim, and it works. Gemara note. Namely, previously we assumed Mashicha doesn't work in Rosh Hasharabim. The Gemara says that's according to Rav Acha. But according to Ravina, he has a diuk that Mashicha works in Rosh Hasharabim. He's been dyed from a Mishnah Baba Kama that Mashicha works in Rosh Hasharabim. The problem is what Tosus raises. I mocher sasfina abaye v'rava amar travayu mashicha lo kanye b'shus harabim. We're going to have over here Ravina disagreeing with Abaye and Rava. That's quite a feat. Abaye and Rava. That's, in other words, when the two of them get together, that's like a kulei alma. In other words, v'chulei. So over here we have two deos. The easy deya is the ritzva. Ritzva nira lo depolik. That really we have a machlokas between Ravina and Abaye and Rava. And Ravina is consistent, and he has a raya from a Mishnah and Baba Kama, as we pointed out. And Zel, he's cholik. However, the Ri says, the lo plige ad Ravina, the hacha, the ha, the kamar, the kani, hainu le'inyan le'hischayev ba'onsin, aval eno konesh yehei shalol le'gamrei. The Ri says something which is astounding. What he says is, that even though up to now we were looking for a kinyan as a maisa geneva that would work as a kinyan b'cholat Torah kula, that the same realm of kinyan with which you buy objects, with which you give gifts, with which you sell things, those kinyanim should be the act that will create a maisa geneva. Ravina is telling us, no, I agree with Abaye v'Rava, that to have a kinyan, Mashicha b'chala Torah kula, it has to be in a Rosh HaYachid or a Simta. You can't have a Mashicha in Rosh HaRabim. But in terms of Geneva, it's enough. For Geneva, you don't need the classic kinyan that works b'chala Torah kula. For Geneva, a Mashicha in Rosh HaRabim is enough. So the question is, what over here is the machlokas between the Ri and the Ritzva? They have a very, very basic machlokes in the world of Geneva. Does Geneva need a Maisa Kinyan that works b'chol HaTorah kula? Hagba'ah, Meshicha L'simta, Chatzer, etc. Or can we make do in the world of Geneva with a Meshicha B'Rishus HaRabim? What does it mean to speak about a Meshicha B'Rishus HaRabim? L'chora Meshicha B'Rishus HaRabim is meaningless. What, you know, he's going through emotion. What does it mean? It's not a kinyan. So what exactly is it? So over here, I'll bring in the Tosus earlier of B'mitzei, just to sort of sharpen it a little bit. We have a sugya by us that speaks about the world of Chilul Shabbos on things that are being dragged. And we point out that in the world of Chilul Shabbos, we have a din of Meleches Machsheves. You're only going to be Chayav if you do things Kedarko. If you don't do things Kedarko, that's going to be Potter. That's a din B'chol HaTorah Kula. We call it Kelachar Yad. You do something in an unusual manner, that's not going to be a Chayav in terms of Shabbos. It has to be a Melech HaChashuvah. It has to be done Kedarko. So the question is, what kind of pocketbook is this individual pulling in that he wants to be chayev on Shabbos for pulling it? If it's zutrite, if we're dealing with a small pocketbook, a wallet, and you drag it, what's the problem?
Then
it's kilachar yad. That's not the way you carry a wallet. You don't drag a wallet on the ground. That's kilachar yad. Even if you have all of the raw material of hotzo, you have akira, ha'avara, hanacha, but it's kilachar yad. You don't drag a wallet. So that would be potter on Shabbos. If we're dealing with a huge safe, so why you need a Mishnah to tell us that that's chayav? That's obviously chayav. So the Mishnah Begar V'Yotzei is by mitzei, by the pocketbook, the middle of the realm. That sometimes it is picked up. A woman would carry it, and a man would drag it. Okay, that's what we're talking about. Mitzei. Some people will pick it up. Some people will carry it. Like a small suitcase that you take onto the plane, right? So it has a handle to be picked up, and it also has wheels, right? So many people will pick it up instead of bouncing it on the stairs, and other people will simply bounce it. They'll drag it, right? That's the mitzvah they were talking about over here. So the Gemara says that in the world of Shat, that our Mishnah of Megara V'Yotz is talking about a case of mitzvah. It can't be talking about a case where things are too small because it's Eino Kedarko. Tell us this. Yes?
How do you have a Kinyan Yad then?
What?
How do you have a Kinyan Yad then? That has to fit the dimensions of your hand.
The Kinyan... Slowly. We're talking about Chilul Shabbos now.
Okay.
Okay, Chilul Shabbos. Yeah. And when I... And,
we're
talking about dragging in terms of Chilul Shabbos. So we say that if you're dragging a safe, Vadai, you're going to be Machal Shabbos. You don't need a Mishnah. If you're dragging a wallet, you're not Machal Shabbos. It's too small. If you are dragging the small suitcase, even though some people pick it up and some people drag it, that's the case over here that the Mishnah is talking about. Okay? There's a parallel sugya that deals with the same Mishnah of Megara V'Yotzei in Baba Basra and Daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph, but it doesn't deal with the aspect of Shabbos, it deals with the aspect of Kinyan. And says that the Kinyan of dragging is a Kinyan of Meshicha. Correct? But we have a rule that you can only be Kona B'Meshicha that which doesn't lend itself to Hagba'ah. Anything which lends itself to Hagba'ah, then you have to pick up. You're not calling it by dragging, okay? And therefore, this Mishnah, the Gemara in Baba Basra sets up this Mishnah, Megara V'Yotzei, as something that you have to lift with a rope, like a safe, right? But anything less than that, the Mishnah is not talking about, because like a suitcase, you could pick up. Anything you could pick up, you're not calling it by dragging it. That's what the Gemara over there says. So Tosus was bothered by that Gemara, and the Ramban and the Rashba were bothered by that Gemara, but from different perspectives. Tosos was bothered by that Gemara would seem to imply that if we did not have such a rule by Meshicha, we did not have a rule that a Meshicha has only on that doesn't lend itself to being picked up. Then it appears from the Gemara that if we wouldn't have had such a rule, you could have set up the Mishnah even with a wallet. But our Gemara says that a wallet would be kalachar yad. So Tosus says, I could give you a case where even a wallet, you would drag it. If you're talking about a hole, you want to drag it through a hole, so then you wouldn't pick it up, you would drag it. You could set it up. But the Ramban and the Rashba were bothered differently. They said, just a minute, our Gemara sets up that Mishnah as mitzvah, as the suitcase. And the Gemara over there sets it up as a safe. Mashma mitzvah is not good. You're not kona a suitcase with dragging. So how does our sugya deal with halach lemaisa? Halach lemaisa, our Gemara is assuming we're dealing with the Meshicha on a suitcase. The Gemara over there says you're not kona suitcases with Meshicha. So the Rashba simply says that our Gemara shalali b'dehilchasa. Our Gemara is wrong. Our Gemara is wrong. Our Gemara made a mistake. Our Gemara was you know, we're in Meseches Ksuvos, we're trying to be Makif Kol HaTorah Kula. If we'd be learning Baba Basra, we would know when the world of Kinyanim, you can't be Kona a suitcase with Meshicha. The Ramban, however, says, no. Yitachein, you can't be Kona a suitcase with Meshicha, but you can steal a suitcase with Meshicha. That's what the Ramban says. Parallel to the Ri over here. The Ri says you can't be Kona Meshicha Bershus HaRabim, but you can steal with Meshicha Bershus HaRabim. The Ri over here is dealing with a watered down Meshicha in terms of location. The Ramban says something similar in terms of size. Even though you're not Kona a suitcase with Meshicha, if you want to buy it, if you want to give it as a gift, because it has to be picked up, anything that can be picked up has to be picked up, but you can be gonev a suitcase with Meshicha. That the Ramban says. So the question is, what's going on over here? If it's not a Meshicha, it's not a Meshicha. In other words, how does a Meshicha work according to the Ri to steal something from Rishus HaRabim? How does Meshicha work according to the Ramban to steal a suitcase? It's something that lends itself to Hagbah. Meshicha doesn't work. So over here, this is what Rav Elchanan talks about. Rav Elchanan wants to explain the machlokes between the Ri and the Ritzva, that we are dealing with the basic yesod of what does it mean to steal. Why was the Torah machayev a ganav? Because in a classic gneva, there are two things that occur simultaneously. A, the ganav acquires someone else's property. B, the nignav loses his property. And you can be choker, what is the ikar chiyuv of gneva? Is the ikar iser acquiring something that didn't belong to you? Or is the ikar taking something away from someone else? Like mazik. Do we view gneva as a subcategory of mazik? Or as an extension of mazik? I'm not mazik it by causing it to lose value. I am mazik it by not allowing the owner to have contact with his object. I have taken it away from him. Is that the din of gneva? Or is the ikar din of gneva, I'm acquiring something which is not mine? So the Rabbi, Chanan must say, this is the machlokes between the Ri and the Ritzva. When we're dealing with a Mashicha into Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, when we're dealing with Mashicha into a Simta, I have both conditions. A, I am taken away from him, and B, I am giving it to myself. I have a kinyan. When I am being Moshech into Rishus HaRabim, what am I doing? I'm taking it away from him, but it's not yet mine. So that's the machlokes. Is Gneva taking it away from him or making it mine? According to the Ritzva, I have to make it mine. To make it mine, I have to be Moshech into a Simta. Then it becomes mine. It's usher for it becoming mine. It's usher for me to acquire that which belonged to someone else. Masha'ein Kain, according to the Ri, it's enough if I take it away from him. If I mazik it from him. Meshicha into Rishus HaRabim takes it away from him, just doesn't give it to me. Hu Hadin, according to the Ramban, in terms of the suitcase. In other words, to drag a suitcase in a chinami, it's not going to become mine. It can only become mine by my lifting it. But in terms of my taking it away from him, my nafkimina if I drag it or if I lift it. It's the same act. I'm taking it away from him. Right? So the Ramban and the Ri are on one side of the equation, that the Iker is being mazik the other individual, taking it away from him, while according to the Ritzva, the Iker is making it mine. I have to make it mine. Is that the... One second. We saw according to the Ritzva, I have to make it mine. According to the Ri, the Iker is that I have a hefsed to the Baalim. Yeah. We saw, I just wanted to be sure that it's Lashitasa. We saw a parallel machlokes between the Ri and the Ritzva back on Daf Lamed Amid Beis. We dealt with over there a case of where party A sticks a food into the mouth of B. And Rashi said that this was all done ba'onis. Party B didn't, he doesn't want it. He doesn't want it. This is true. He doesn't want the truma. It's being pushed into his throat ba'onis. The Ri says, how do you know that's the case? The case could very well be a case where it's beratzam. So the Ritzva says, "V'haritzva mefaresh kashitas Rashi." I'm reading smack in the middle of Tosfos on Lamed Amid Beis, the Rimasul of the Idolo, where there's a star. "V'haritzva mefaresh kashitas Rashi, pshita leilashas da ayri kishetochev lo ba'al korcho, de kishetochev lo miritzono miad kishemesim bepiv v'lo ahadra." Knaa miyad lehischayev beonsin. The Ritzva says that I'll prove to you that this must be a case where this is Baal Korcho. Because it had it been a case of Biritsono, then the moment that it was that he has it in his mouth, Baratzon, then it is his. Then he would be a ganav, and we wouldn't have a kamei midravine, namely that it would be his before he swallows it. We would have the kinyan before he swallows it. We pointed out, what does the Ri think? The Ri Kaner'eh thinks that it would not be his simply from the fact that it's in his mouth. In his mouth, with a desire to be kona it, according to the Ritzva, would be a kinyan. Well, according to the Ritzva, would be Gneva. Well, according to the Ri, would not be Gneva. So at the time, we wanted to say, what's the Machlokas? The Ri is like Rashi. According to Rashi, we saw that to be a Ganav, it's not enough to have something in your Rishus. You have to do a Maisa Kinyan. Well, according to the Ritzva, it's enough if something is in your Rishus with your Ratzon for you to be kona it. You acquire something because you want it to be in your, you want it to be yours. Is this, I'm just trying to think to link it. Is this, does this link in? We're saying over here that according to the Ritzva, we need a kinyan b'chol Torah kula. That's what John. Don't. According to the Ri, am I taking it away from him? Oh, it seems to be the opposite over there. In terms of hurting him, the fact that I'm holding it in my mouth, miritzoni, that is mazik him. But in terms of my acquiring it, B'chol HaTorah Kula, maybe I need a kinyan, but the Ritzva. Tochivu, dikhov miritzonu, miyad kishemisim biyado, kanya miyad l'schayi ba'onzin. Well, according to Tosfos, mamon lo mechayev, he's not chayev, mamon yet, until he swallows it. No, I'm sorry, I take that back. In other words, I don't see it Lushitasa. Over there could simply be a machlokas in terms of that we left previously in terms of how does one make a kinyan chotzer or a kinyan peh? Does one need a mice or doesn't need a mice? That's separate. I'm sorry, separate. Let's not bring that in. Okay, so let's just go back. According to Rav Elchanan, the question is, what is the ikar of Gneva? Is it making it yours, acquiring? Or mazik him, taking away from him. So Mashicha Birishus Harabim would not make it yours. It's not a kinyan, but it takes it away from him. Dragging a suitcase would not make it yours, according to the Ramban, But it's enough that you're mazik him. That's what you need according to the Ri and according to the Ramban, as opposed to according to the Ritzvah. What would you say, let's give two other cases. What would you say about a case where you steal something, but you're not taking away anything from the person that you stole from? How is that possible? In the world of Ben Noach, this is the raya that Rav Elchanan gives. In the world of Ben Noach, we say Ben Noach is chayev for geneva, even on pachos misheva pruta. Now, when you take away something with pachos misheva pruta, you are not being mazik him. You're not hurting him. You are acquiring his object, but you're not hurting him. And so over there, I mean, the Gemara asked this question. Gemara in Avodah Zarah, on the Ayin Aleph Amud Beis, on the very bottom, the Gemara asks, Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Rav Yochanan ben Noach neherag al pachos mishave pruta. V'i amris meshicha b'oved kochavim eino kone amai neherag. Namely, a ben Noach takes something from someone else. He's moshech something which is not shayach a shave pruta. So according to our line of reasoning, there are two reasons why you would be chayev on geneva. Either because you're hurting him, or because you're taking something for yourself. So a ben Noach l'chori you're chayev, even though you're not hurting, the ben Noach is chayev, even though he's not hurting the nignav. He's not hurting the nignav, but he's chayev. So kind of why is he chayev? He's chayev for acquiring. But if there's no kinyan meshicha for ben Noach, he's not acquiring either. So why is he chayev? So Gemara has to come on to, he's chayev because, mishum delitzare, because he's hurting the other person psychologically. That, you know, is that the other person's object is not in his possession. Namely, but what Rav Elchanan points out is this lechora, this give and take in the Gemara, are these two sides of Geneva. That in Ben Noach, the Hava Mina was that you're chayev for acquiring. And the Gemara answers, no, you're chayev for hurting the other party. He may not be hurting him in terms of his possessions. You took away something which is lesser Sheva Pruta, but you're hurting him psychologically. That's by Ben Noach. Our question is, what about by a Jew? Here we have machlokas between the Ri and the Ritzvah. Just one more era. I asked you to look at a Rashba later on Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara over there is dealing also with the world coming with Rav Minei, and it says that if we have an individual who is going to we dealt with a situation where you steal something and you sell it on Shabbos. What if you steal something and you're toveach it on Shabbos? So the act of shechita on Shabbos is a malacha. That's your chayav miser for shochet. But normally you would have this person's sheep in your chatzer before you shecht it. So the chiyuv mamon would precede the chiyuv would precede the chiyuv shechita. So the Rashba sets up a case: you bring something into your chatzer, but you have in mind, I don't want to steal it until I shecht it. I don't want to steal it until I shecht it. And the Rashba says you have the right. The ganav has the right to push off his shas geneva until he shechts it, and then they'll become a midrav minei. But the question is, what's going on? We pointed out that a person who buys an object can push off the kinyan from the time it enters into the airspace of his chatzer until it hits the ground. Because in terms of the world of kinyanim, there's a concept of das kona. The person's not kona until he wants. Is there also a concept of das kona by a ganav? That he's only kona it when he wants to be kona it. So the Rashba says, yes. According to which shita would this go, the Ri or the Ritzvah? This is the Ritzvah. The Ritzvah says that you are only chayev on geneva when you acquire the object. To acquire the object, you require a maisa kinyan that works b'chol ha-Torah kula, hu hadin yitachen, that you require also das kona. That you have to want to be kona it and you can play that game of when you want to. Masha'in coming to the Ri, who cares? But the moment that that person's object went into your chatzer, you took it away from him. You were mazik him. You were mafsid him. You don't need a bona fide akinyan. You don't need necessarily all of the conditions of a bona fide akinyan. You don't need tzidi rishus harabim. You don't need an object which can only be dragged and not lifted. You don't need either perhaps das kona. Okay, so all of these fit into the chakira of the Ri and the Ritzvah. Okay, we're going to leave it as such, that we've seen very important dinim in terms of the world of Shabbos and Kinyanim. And that, you know, with this I think we'll call it a sugya. Okay? So that's, you know, that brings us up to the two dots on the bottom of Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Okay, so we went through the Tosis over here. Tosis B'mitzi we saw afterwards in terms of the Ramban and the Rashba. And then it fits very, very well also. If you recall, when we had the question, what do we do with the Sugya Baba Metziah in terms of our Sugya? So the Rashba said, our Sugya is simply wrong. You need Kinyana B'chol HaTorah Kula. To, you know, where it said Mashiach has to work according to all the rules. You're not going to a small suitcase with Mashiach. That's the Rashba Lashitasa. That's what he says on the Lamed Daled Amud Beis. You need all of the conditions of Kinyan and B'chol HaTorah Kula, including Das Makna. Mashenkin, the Ramban, he was like the Ri. You can have something where the Ganav can use it as a Maisa Gneva, even though it's not a Kinyan B'chol HaTorah Kula. That's like the Ri. And so, you know, the sort of the Rashba, we have the Rashba and the Ritzva on one side of the equation. We have the Ri and the Ramban on the other side of the equation. Oh yeah, just one more. Yeah, I'm sorry. The Rambam. If you recall, we had this Rambam who brought down the case of Kamei Midrabimine without any of the conditions that are mentioned over here in the Gemara. Right? Just to read the Rambam to you. So we dealt with the Rambam in terms of the Reisha. The Rambam left out all the conditions because the Rambam learns like the Lishna Basra and the whole sugi is working according to the Lishna Kama. But what do we do with the sugi over here in Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis? The Gemara asks, how in the world are you kona with Greira? The Gemara sets it up with Sidei Rishus Harabim, with Yado Shel Adam, I'm sorry, with the word of Tziref Yado Lamata Migimel, all of that is left out. And the Rambam Hilch in Perek Gimel Lacha Beis, he says, O Sheganav Kis V'Shabbos, V'Haya Megararo Ad Shehotzio Mirishus Bailim, Shehu Rishus Hayachid Li Rishus Harabim, not Sidei Rishus Harabim, not Tziref Yado, Hareze Potem and Tashlumin, Sheiser Shabbos V'Iser Gneva Boim Kiechad. So Iser Shabbos, we understand, you moved it from a Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim via Greira, and you're dealing with this, you know, where it's with an object that lends itself to Greira, it's Kedarko, you're Chayav. On Shabbos, you're Chayav Skila, but why are you a Gazlan? Why are you a Gazlan? Since when are you a Gazlan via Mashicha? Kaner'eh, how does the Rambam learn this sugya? Like whom? Like Ravina. Right, like Ravina, the Rambam Paskins. In other words, namely the Ravina says Mashicha works for Rishus HaRabim. What about Abaye Varava? So the Ritzvah says Ravina's cholik on Abaye Varava, but the Rambam Paskins like Abaye Varava. The Rambam Paskins that Mashicha is only Kohen Simta. So how over here does it work? Like the Ri. Okay, so we have that according to the Rambam, also we can have a Kinyan Mashicha, which is not a Kinyan B'chol HaTorah Kula, but will be enough for Gneva, because in Gneva the Iker is you take it away from the other person, not that you acquire it for yourself. So we have the Rambam, the Ramban, and the Ri on one side of the equation, and the Ritzvah and the Rashba on the other side of the equation. Okay. We're learning Ksuvas. We're going to return to Ksuvas now. We're going to return to the Mishnah of Ones Mefata. I hope you still remember that there's a world of Ones Mefata for the next few lines of Gemara. So if you can pass these out. Sorry. What I'd like you to do is learn the Gemara, according to Gemara Mekamos, from the two dots over here until... until the sixth line of the Gemara on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, till it says, Na'ara b'yisoma umafuta, period, up to the Alma. And see over here, Rashi. And Rashi brings in a lo gar sinan. Whenever Rashi brings in a lo gar sinan, you realize somewhat must have had that girsa. And so I'm sending you to both the Ramban. He had that girsa from the Gaonim, and the Ritva had that girsa in Rabbeinu Chananel. And what is going on over here? Should one be gores? Should one not be gores? What's the machlokes? That's A. Then see over here this little Tosus in the bottom of Lamed Afam Beis Uraminhu. There's also a Rashba who was bothered by the same question as Tosfos and gives different answers. And then see over here Tosos Kaimalon, and if we can, we'll do also Tosos Ein Loke Umeshalem. Okay, we'll try if we can to get through. Where we're moving over is to a different set of double jeopardy. Not Misa B'Tashlumen, but Malkos U'Mamon. Can you have Malkos and Mamon simultaneously? And if not, what should you have? Do we say that when you have Malkos and Mamon, that the moment you have Mamon, there's no Malkos? It's a Lav HaNitan L'Tashlumen. Or do you say the moment there's Malkos, Ein Adam Loku Meshalem, there's no Tashlumen? In other words, which way does it go? What we're going to have to discuss is what's the relationship between this and Kamlei Midrabimine, but first I want to first see what are the halachos, and then we can begin to compare it. Kamlei Midrabimine, we already have certain tools. We haven't yet seen the whole world of Mammon and Malkos, so that's what we're entering into currently. Okay? So it'll be a prose door. It'll be just an entrance in Yitzhashem next Sunday. Okay, Bahatzalacha.